USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the United Nations Security Council calling a meeting for only the 11th time in their history, Linda Thomas Greenfield, the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, said Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to order the country's nuclear deterrent forces on alert is a huge escalation of its aggression against Ukraine.
President Putin is continuing to escalate this war in a manner that is totally unacceptable. Putin has tried every means possible to actually put fear in the world in terms of his action, and it just means that we have to ramp up our efforts here at the United Nations and elsewhere to hold him accountable.
The first trial in the January 6th investigation has started. The outcome is likely to influence scores of criminal defendants who face similar charges related to the attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
He's handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu. And the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
We've got the story of a very lucky New York man. Here's USA's Ken Burns.
Juan Hernandez won $10 million from a New York lottery scratch-off ticket back in 2019. And darn the luck, he did it again last month. Another $10 million from a different scratch-off game. Hernandez, who bought the ticket at a grocery store on Long Island, said he was still trying to spend the $10 million he won 3 years ago. He opted to take the lump sum payment, which totals just more than $6.5 million after required withholdings. For USA Radio News, I'm Ken Burns in New York.
Capitol Police will once again erect a fence on the Capitol grounds ahead of President Joe Biden's State of the Union address tomorrow. The fencing is an effort to heighten security and prepare for possible protests by big rig truckers in the next few days. The speech is a national special security event, according to officials, and the Secret Service has been placed in charge of the planning of the fencing. Outside law enforcement agencies, as well as the National Guard, have been brought in to assist during the event. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
14 people suffered gunshot wounds, one of whom died after two people exchanged gunshots at a Las Vegas hookah lounge, according to a statement from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. One man was pronounced dead on the scene, and two other people are in seriously critical condition, according to police. Preliminary investigation by police indicated that there was a party at the lounge where the shooting occurred when at least two individuals got into an altercation. They exchanged gunfire during that altercation, striking multiple people. Police said the investigation is ongoing and no arrests have yet been made. After people like Dr. Rand Paul, the senator of Kentucky, has spent the last 2 years talking about the possibilities of virus enhancement or gain-of-function research, in an interview with Fox News, Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel said that that is a possibility.
My scientists are looking into those data to see how accurate they are or not. As I've said before, the hypothesis of an escape from a lab by an accident is possible. You know, human makes mistakes. So is it possible that the Wuhan lab in China was working on viruses enhancement or gene modification, and then there was an accident where somebody was infected in the lab and then infected their families and friends? It is possible.
Two new studies that came out at the same time, one from the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the other from the University of Arizona, both back up this information. Welcome to your Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.